This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. 3 months into the current fiscal year, Arkansas revenue is above forecast and above the same period last year. The Department of Finance and Administration today released its report for December. Dr. Michael Pacco is chief economist with the Institute for Economic Advancement at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, and spoke with me about the report, offering his analysis.
Well, I think that the key statement in the report was one that says that all major collection categories of general revenues were above forecast in September. So what this is telling us is that the economy continues to recover quite sharply from the downturns we saw earlier in the year, and more importantly, far more rapidly, robustly, than economists had expected. So the fact that we're exceeding forecast levels means that Arkansas's economy is doing better than we had thought just a few months back. Doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet when it comes to, say, year-over-year changes in individual and corporate income tax receipts. They were down from previous year by 5 and 12% respectively, but the fact that they were well above forecast means that the economy is recovering better than we thought.
And net available revenue being 15% above year-ago levels and above forecast by 158.8 million, or 10%. How is the state doing this well, given that we're in the middle of a pandemic?
Well, that's when you look at the bottom line, net available revenues, the situation is one where, because the economy is outperforming expectations so well, that that $65 million in net available revenues in September, that's added to the surplus that we had from the first 2 months of the fiscal year. So now, just one quarter into the fiscal year, we're about $160 million above forecast. So that makes available to the state some revenues that were unexpected at the time that the budget was put in place. So in terms of the state's fiscal position, things are sitting pretty well.
That's got to make Governor Asa Hutchinson happy. Any guess how the state will respond to this and plan going forward?
I think that the budget officials of the state have been, for reasonable reasons, been rather conservative in their outlook. And so we might want to wait and see. We're not out of the woods yet. We're still seeing income down from a year ago, and plenty of unused capacity in the economy remains, particularly in some of the service sectors that remain performing under capacity. So we might not want to take any dramatic action right now, but as it stands right now, there's a certain buffer stock available for the state's revenues.
Yeah, and the virus is still spreading pretty rapidly at this point.
Yeah, ultimately, the course of the economic recovery from this point forward really does depend on the course of the pandemic and efforts to control it. If we see another outbreak, another need for more restrictions, more shutdowns, that would alter the course considerably. On the other hand, if we see some sort of inoculation come out, then that might help things recover more quickly. And at the same time, what we're seeing is really a strong performance of consumer spending, and that's being assisted by some of the automatic stabilizers, as well as the fiscal stimulus that's come from CARES Act and other programs. So the outlook also depends on the future of those income support programs that are coming from the state and federal governments. Matter of fact, consumer spending has really been remarkably robust. We expected to see sharp declines in sales tax revenues during the downturn, and that really hasn't materialized.
That's Dr. Michael Pacco, chief economist and state economic forecaster at the Institute for Economic Advancement at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. Dr. Pacco, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you.
This is KUAR 89.1.